The bowl is relatively large, roughly 1.5 to 2 feet wide at its rim and sitting just over 15 inches tall. From its opening, the side walls of the bowl curve outward slightly beyond the rim before tapering down to its small, round base. The bowl has a thin lip along its rim that flares slightly outward. The texture of the bowl is both tough and smooth. The walls appear very thin and make the bowl seem lightweight to hold despite its size. The bowl is made of clay in a rich terracotta red-orange color. The exterior of the bowl features a thick decorated panel that circles the vessel's entire upper perimeter. In contrasting creamy white and midnight black paint, the artist created several series of abstract designs that distinctly contrast the red ground underneath. The designs are matte rather than glossy and have faded to muted hues with time. Three painted motifs occupy the decorated band, which is outlined in an off-white paint. The borderlines, as well as those within the motifs, are not perfectly straight and are clearly hand-painted. In places they dip, in others they thicken then thin out. The first of the three motifs is a pointed leaf shape with sharp curves of black paint over a white background. The shape of the leaf resembles a snowflake or cross. In stark contrast, its neighboring motif is a white feather form on a black background. The background shape resembles a set of stairs, or zigzag pattern, on the right of the feather form. The feather form has rounded edges resembling flower petals. A line runs through the feather with two curly ends, similar to flower pistils extending out of a blossom or a chameleon's tongue. The last motif consists of three shapes that form an almost full circle that would be considered the eye. Two of the shapes that are side by side are identical and resemble the sharp blades to a fan. The largest of the three shapes has a white line running through it like a ramp. These three motifs repeat around the bowl's full circumference. In its museum case, the wide upper body of the bowl casts a shadow on the lower portion, giving the illusion that the lower portion is much smaller than in reality. On the outside of the bowl, there is a heavy presence of discoloration from handling and exposure for more than 100 years. The inside of the bowl looks almost perfectly round if one leans over the case to peer inside. White, powdery specks are sprinkled along the bowl's inner walls. They resemble dried dough, prompting the viewer to imagine the bowl's utility when first created.